You have no idea how long I've waited for this moment. How long I've plotted and planned. All that I've been through. All of it leading to this moment. Here and now. Finally, the end game. You shouldn't try and talk, you know. You've already lost at least a quarter of your blood. I know you Time Lords are strong, but not even you are that strong. You'll be dead soon, Doctor. And you know.
Can always regenerate, you know. Still stop you. If not in this life, then in the next.
How very dramatic of you. But I'm afraid not, Doctor. You didn't have a chance to examine the circuitry before I implanted it into your skull, did you? Psychic damages. I've installed them for a specific purpose of my own, but they have the added side effect of limiting your mental processes. You won't be able to summon enough energy to regenerate as long as the dampening field is in place. You'll die here, Doctor. You'll die, and there won't be anyone left to stop me.
A guy. Guy will stop you.
You really are in a bad way. Those dampeners must be affecting your short-term memory. Or else you don't want to.
Remember?
Guy is dead, Doctor. You're all alone. It's just you and me now, and soon it'll just be me. Everything is as I foresaw it. Everything is going according to plan.
Guy... dead?
You really don't remember any of it, do you?
Doctor Who, The Ouroboros Heart, written by Darren Jordan, starring Matthew Capelke as the Doctor, Kane Major as Guy Anwar, and Jacob Aldridge as the ebullient Zoutrino. Part 1.
My love, are you awake?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, wake up, sleepyhead.
What is it?
I want to ask you something.
It couldn't wait till morning?
Like you don't know you won't be here come morning. The sun shines through my bedroom window, I roll over, and you aren't there. That's the way it always works, isn't it?
You know it's not polite to talk about such things.
Not polite? Oh, come on, look, I have to know, okay? I have to know now. It didn't matter before, but now...
Please, let's just leave it till morning. I'm tired.
You can't just fob me off like that. This is important.
Please, just leave it, all right?
I will not leave it. It's been, what, over a month now since we started seeing each other? Every night you come to me and I... It's been like a dream, you know?
For me too. A wonderful, wonderful dream. Now please, honey, I'm really tired.
No, look, just listen, okay? I have to say this. When I say it's been like a dream, I mean that. Literally. At first I thought you were a dream. Some gorgeous guy I'd made up in my head. These nightly encounters, just incredibly vivid dreams. That was how I rationalized it all, you know? But it's not true, is it? I mean, this is real. I know that now.
Yes, it is real. And for myself, I wish that things could stay like this forever. Don't you see that I've fallen in love with you?
As I have with you. That isn't in question here, but I need to know who you are.
Who I am?
I didn't ask at first. I thought it was all a dream and I didn't want it to end. But I need to know now. I need you to tell me.
Please, honey, I can't talk about this. Please, can we just drop it?
No, we cannot just drop it. I can't pretend anymore that this is just fantasy. This is real. This is happening. And I need to know who it is that comes to me every night. I need to know who you are.
Baby, please. If you go on like this, the illusion will shatter. You can't know the truth. Please, trust me. For your own good, you can't know who I am, what I am. It'll drive you crazy. Please, just trust me on this, okay? Just go back to sleep and everything will be all right.
I'm pregnant.
What?
I have to know who the father is. I have to know.
Stop. Just stop right there. I can't tell you who I am, okay? I just can't. Please, don't go on like this or you'll shatter the illusion.
For the sake of our child.
This you cannot know.
Tell me.
You cannot know this.
Who are you?
Please.
Who are you, my love? Tell me your name. Tell me.
No.
Tell me your name.
I am Lord Nashkaratar, High Chronogor of the Dark Vortex, Rider of the Winds of Time, Eater of Centuries, Devourer of Ages.
No.
You see my true face before you, my lord, and you see me now for the last time. The illusion is shattered. Our love is left. I saw you on the Vortex, so small a creature, yet so beautiful. I wanted to love you forever, but I am a god. You are mortal. I was a fool to wish things other than they are. You are undone, my sweet. Your mind has become unhinged. No mortal can look at the true face of time and remain unscathed.
But my child, our child.
Our child's destiny is already written. A snake swallowing its own tail. From now until the end of its life, our child will walk the paths of fate. It shall be a great strength and the ultimate undoing. Fate is power and fate is a curse. A mortal child, the blood of time in its veins. Our child shall be a watcher.
A watcher?
You must call the child Ouroboros. Do you understand?
Ouroboros.
Perhaps it will help, perhaps it will not. I will watch over the two of you as much as I can. Farewell.
No, don't leave me. You can't just leave me here like this. Please, no. 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 Oh, no.
Hey, come on, Ouroboros. What's wrong? Why don't you tell Mummy what's wrong, huh?
I told them, Mummy, but they wouldn't listen.
What did you tell them? Honey, have you been misbehaving at school again?
I wasn't misbehaving. I just...
Your teacher tells me you're frightening the other children, telling them stories about how they'll die and how their parents will die and how the world will end. Honestly, where does this imagination of yours come from?
I just see things.
I know, I understand, but they don't. There's no way you can make them see. Maybe it'd just be best if you kept those things to yourself, huh? Do you think you can do that, honey? For me?
I can try.
That's my little man. But tell me, why were you crying when you came in today?
It was the headmaster.
The headmaster? Were you sent to the headmaster? Did he hurt you, honey? If they laid so much as a finger on you, I'll be onto that schoolbird like a ton of...
Didn't hurt me, but...
But what?
He was about to open his window.
Okay, so he was going to open his window. So what of it? You got upset because the headmaster was going to open his window.
But don't you see?
No, honey, I'm afraid I don't see.
Nobody sees it. Nobody but me. Not even you. Mommy, why can't anyone see it but me?
You're special, honey. It's a gift. It's a gift. Now, tell me what happened with the principal. He was going to open his window.
Yes, and he couldn't see, so I told him.
You told him what, honey?
That he would forget to close the window before he left to go home, and in the night a bird would get in through the window. It would be hungry and look for food, and eat some staples off the principal's desk by mistake. Staples will get lodged in his stomach and it dies. Then the next morning the caretaker, Mr. Geary, he will come in to clean out the bin, and he'll find the bird. He'll take it out to bury it, only he doesn't have a shovel. So he'll He'll go over the road to borrow a shovel from his friend, old Mrs. Carey, but he won't look properly when he's crossing the street. He won't be thinking about the road, just about the poor bird. He's thinking about the bird and a car. Oh, I told him not to open the window. Mr. Geary is a nice man. He always smiles at me in the morning.
And you told all this to the principal?
Yes, but he didn't listen. He opened the window anyway.
Oh, honey.
Why can't they see, Mom? Why can't they see?
It's because you're special, honey. Because you've got a gift. Oh.
Mom, are you all right?
Just one of my headaches, honey. I've got to go and take my medicine. Everything will be all right, honey. You'll see.
But it won't. I can see it. Things will never get better.
One day they will, honey. One day you'll make things better.
Do you remember, Mother, when I was a child? You told me that one day I'd make things better. Well, I won't. I won't. You see, I understand it all now. I understand. I saw it, you know. I saw how you would die years before it happened. I tried to stop it. But every time I changed your fate, things would just shift back again. Time and time again. Until I couldn't stop it anymore. Until there was nothing left I could do. And now here you are, lying in the ground. And still I see the future. How your body will decay. And the worms will come in and the soil will reclaim your body. I never wanted it to be like this. I never wanted to see the things I've seen. It's horrible, Mother. Horrible. I can't care anymore. I can't care about other people anymore. Not when all I see when I look at them is their death and me powerless. Well, I won't be powerless anymore. I'll find a way to change things. But not for them, Mother. Not for those who ignored me and taunted me all these years, no. I'll find a way to make things better. But it's only my fate I'll change. I won't end up like you, Mother. A corpse in the ground. I'm going to change my own fate. And find a way to live forever. Who's that? Who's there?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to intrude. Just walking.
You. Your fate is... I can see.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Would you care to walk together for a ways?
I suppose so. I'm not doing much else at the moment. I'm a bit lonely, to tell you the truth.
I know how you feel. You've lost someone too, haven't you?
Yes, many someones. Sometimes more than I can count. It wasn't a death this time, though. A girl by the name of Chloe, she decided she didn't... Well, she didn't want to be with me anymore. Her choice to make, of course, and I wouldn't try to stop her, but... Well, I've never been very good on my own. And now that Chloe's gone, I keep thinking of other people I've lost. I mean, while she was around, it was easier just to carry on, but now I just keep thinking about poor Thomas and... Well, I suppose that's why I'm here, really, pacing about an empty graveyard. Just looking for a reason to go on.
Oh, you'll go on. A reason will turn up soon enough. Something to keep you going. You'll see.
I hope you're right. Well, this is my path here.
Then I'm afraid this is where we part ways. Good luck on your journey.
Yes. Yes, and good luck to you on yours.
Oh, I don't need luck. Fate is on my side. You are my answer, my way out. I see the path of fate before you, and I see how to shape it, to bend it to my will. You and I will meet again, but before that time, I'll lead you on a merry dance through space and time, a dance leading you to exactly where I need you, exactly where we need to be. To make me into a god. The experiments are almost complete. My time is almost come.
Greetings.
Don't think you can surprise me. I foresaw this conversation a very long time ago. So don't think you can make me jump with any sudden revelations, Father.
You know of me, that is good. It saves awkward questions, and time here is of the essence. I have come to deliver a message. The path you take now will not lead where you think it will.
They can't see you, can they? The scientists and technicians?
Only you can see them.
My mother used to tell me that you were watching over us.
I have always watched over them too.
A lot of good that did us. I make my own fate now. I know what I have to do to get where I want to be, and I don't need your help to get there. I know what happens next. A little trip through time.
This project, it's your doing?
I knew the right scientists to bring together, the right things to say to them to get their minds moving in this direction. And I knew how to get the funding for it all. Money's easy to come by. Invest a little in the right places, and before you know it, you're a millionaire. When you know the paths of fate, you can do anything.
As long as you don't care about who you hurt in the process.
Yes. Any second now, my journey begins.
You plan to manipulate the Time Lord you encounter, to use him as a pawn in your game to win life eternal.
I do, and I will. I always thought it was a curse, you know. The ability to see the paths of fate. But Mother was right. It is a gift. I knew it when I saw him in that graveyard. I knew what I could do, what I would do. I made all this happen. A scientific experiment into the possibility of time travel. Any second now, the test run begins. The Sahul machine is fully primed and ready. These scientists aim to distort the time field and send the machine through time. Of course, you know all this already.
Yes, and I know what will happen.
As do I. You know, it's always puzzled me why they chose to build a mechanical brain rather than simply sending a human through in the experiment.
They wouldn't wish to subject one of their own species to such a risk.
Myself, if I couldn't have found a volunteer, I would have just kidnapped someone and tied them to the apparatus. But then there's no need for all that. I'm not interested in the experiment, except for the power that it brings me.
It won't last. The power you absorb will only be a temporary condition.
I know that. It'll last just long enough for my purposes. Just long enough to manipulate the Time Lord into giving me what I want.
Counting down to liftoff,
T-minus 1 minute.
Antiquated terminology. I told them they needed a whole new vocabulary to describe this. But then they won't live to see if the experiment works anyway, so I suppose it doesn't really matter.
It isn't too late to stop this.
It is too late. It works out just as I foresaw it would. The machine, crude and simple as it is, tears a hole in the space-time continuum, causing time storms and chaos on an enormous scale. The chaos is mostly centered around prehistoric Earth, but the energy feeds back to this point here. Pure temporal energy, aging these people to dust in seconds. But not me. Oh no, not me. It reacts to the temporal energy already in my bloodstream, gives me the temporary power to walk through time. Enough energy to temporarily change my appearance as well. The power to set in motion a series of events that will lead to my ultimate goal. My own timeless and ageless immortality.
Then you have decided. It is done. Farewell, my child. Farewell.
Yes, at last. At last I will be free of this time. Free of the confines of limited fate. Now, I shall make the tapestry of my own choosing. Now, at last, I shall be free!
Please, come in. Guy, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
I'm Frank. Please, sit down.
Oh, thank you.
So, how did you hear about the job?
I saw the ad in the paper, actually. Yeah, you might say it caught my eye.
It was designed to do so.
Oh, I'm sure it was. It's not very often a job opportunity like that comes up, is it? Travel the universe, journey through time, and even receive a great retirement package at the end of it. Well, who wouldn't want to apply for that?
You'd be surprised. To be honest, I think most of the people who read it thought it was a hoax. But that's half the point, really. Subterfuge is so much more effective when hidden in plain sight.
I suppose so. So, did you want to see my resume or anything like that? I've got a nice reference from my art teacher in high school, but I don't know how relevant that is to all this.
Don't worry about any of that. You've got the job. You might say I knew as soon as I set eyes on you that you'd be perfect for the position.
Really?
Yes. Congratulations. You're now officially the doctor's new companion. The folder on the desk in front of you has all the information you'll need. Where and when the doctor will next appear, what you'll be expected to do. Severance package details are in there as well, and your superannuation details. There are a few forms to sign, but really, that's pretty much it.
Wow, fantastic. This is... Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be part of the team.
Oh, think nothing of it, Guy. This job will take you far. Now, don't forget to be on time to meet the doctor. The details are all in the folder. Oh, and you might want to take an umbrella.
Oh, sure. Wow, thanks again. I'll see you later.
Yes, you will see me later. Or rather, earlier. Although, I'll need a new persona to meet you with there. Can't have you ready
at that stage, can we? This should do the trick. Thank goodness the real Frank was off in Stockbridge with Mr. Edison this weekend. Makes it so much easier to infiltrate this facility. Set Guy up as the doctor's new companion, and set the two of them off on their journey. My journey. All of it leading to where I want them. Where I need them. You really don't remember any of it, do you?
Who are you?
I am. That's not an easy thing to answer. I've been many things in my life. A frightened child hiding from the future. An angry young man looking to make the world pay for what it put him through. But it was you, Doctor. You who showed me my true potential. A mere glimpse of the paths of fate that hung around you, and I could see. I could see it all. You were so easy to manipulate. Upset at Chloe leaving you. Do you remember? In the graveyard that day?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I think I do. We walked together.
We did. I saw it then. How you need a companion to keep you going. Need a danger to flee from, and a menace to fight. So I gave you Guy. Made you aware of a mysterious watcher on your tail. And I led you here. To this. To now.
Guy!
Yes. Poor Guy. I handpicked him, you know. Knew just the right characteristics to look for. You needed a companion, you see. You were in danger of going all solitary, retiring from the game for a few centuries for some peace and meditation, especially after those two false starts who wouldn't stick around. And on that path, I couldn't touch you. You needed someone to push you onward. An apprentice for you to train. A new voice to keep you from feeling lonely in the dark. Luckily, fate sent you the right man for the job. You can't fight fate, Doctor. And I am fate. The living embodiment of chaos theory. I know which butterfly has to flap its wings to start a cyclone in Tokyo. Cause and effect. Ebb and flow. Time and tide.
Time?
Yes, time. And it's your time now, Doctor. Your time to end.
I won't give up. I'll never give up.
No. No, you really won't, will you? I must thank you, though. I really have enjoyed our little dance through time and space. I'm afraid this really is the end. Goodbye, Doctor.
Ah! God!
That wasn't so bad, was it?
In The Ouroboros Heart Part 1, the Doctor was played by Matthew Kapelke, the Watcher Bill Billingsley, Lord David Hutchinson, Lady Aurora McPherson, the Young Watcher Cameron Parson, Scientist Gareth Preston, Guy Kane Major, and Frank was played by Fiona Billingsley. The Ouroboros Heart was written by Darren Jordan, the Production Secretary was David Hutchinson, the Script Editor was Vitold Tietze, the title theme was by Ron Grainer and the London Theatre Orchestra, the incidental music was by Simon Smith, and post-production was by Gareth Preston. The Ouroboros Heart was produced by Matthew Kapelke and directed by Matthew Kapelke and Gareth Preston. Copyright 2003, BTR Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.